welcome to Good Darts, what may be the final time for red hot darts related chat in a corridor in a Milton Keynes hotel, because we might be allowed to do this in like a bar or something when we come back. I don't want to get my hopes up too much.
Yeah, you're talking silly.
Yeah, well, we can dream, Wade. That is Wade Mardle, I'm Dan Dawson. It is the Good Darts podcast brought to you by Loge 6, a little mini one for you ahead of night 12 of the Premier League. Last one in this little block, so... We made our predictions last night. We had a pretty decent opening night in this three.
Yeah.
We're going to make some predictions for tonight.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm going to blame it on just a load of weird shit happening.
Look, blame it on the players being inconsistent.
That is exactly it.
It's their fault. We only read the game like every other human being that watches the darts that forms an opinion.
Yeah.
We form similar opinions to most people.
Because we have laser-like insight into the game and great analytical skills. Yeah. We know, we can read these things,
yes.
But they're not doing what they're supposed to bloody do.
And this is the problem with Gary Anderson. Oh, no, yeah. It's more than... Yeah. I mean,
not just him, but especially
Gary Anderson. Where he annoys me so much. And when he does things like that, I've got no time for him. Averaging 104 and looking good. What's all that about?
Yeah, I don't get it. And seemingly, through no change of any, he's not changed anything he's done or anything. It's just happened for him. Although, I don't know what was wrong with Peter Wright. Do you know any more than that? I know he's holding his shoulder in that game.
Well, it became apparent after like the first leg, I mentioned it, that he looked uncomfortable. The darts were going in oddly, but he hadn't kind of alluded to his shoulder yet.
Mm.
Then after about the third leg, he started holding it. And you know how people do when they've got like a bad arm? They start flailing it in the air.
Yeah, that'll fix
Hold
it.
Hold on, it hurts. That'll work. That'll work. So after the, or as the flailing was happening, thinking, right, obviously he's got a problem. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's been ongoing. I don't know if he slept funny. I've got no idea.
I don't. I mean, for all I know, he's caused himself an injury carrying 7 million eggs to and from the venue.
I had 24 delivered last night.
I saw Joe turn up with him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm slightly concerned that half of the people involved in PDC darts tournaments are just going to have very severe egg-related dietary issues over the next sort of few weeks. Nice though. I haven't had a shit in 4 weeks. Anyway, yeah, let's go through it. We started off. Nathan Aspinall, Dimitri Vandenberg, you said Dimi would win.
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah.
I went for the draw. And to be honest, I can take as much credit out of that for a result I've got wrong as anything. Because that game was absolutely brilliant.
It was super.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Our mutual acquaintance, Cole Fletcher,
on
Twitter, he's got his darts tracker thing that he's setting up. He came up with the stat about Nathan Aspinall's average on the Dimitri throw in that game. Did you know who it was?
No.
110, and he didn't break him once, because every single time, it was only the last leg of the match where he wasn't on a finish, because he was, oh Christ, I've lost this now. But every other time he was on a finish and wasn't allowed
he's thrown 12 and on a finish. Dimitri, I know, three legs running, was on 86 after 9, 82 after 9, and 81 after 9 with the darts. That's lunacy.
What can you do? Always there.
Yeah.
He was being forced to hit 9 dart. The only dart he got to break was one at the ball for a 1-3-2. That's it.
Yeah.
In the whole game, played absolutely magnificently, Nathan.
Yeah.
And the kind of resilience that I think has typified his campaign. You're going to lose a game and see your 8-game unbeaten run come to an end, which is what it was, which is more than twice anybody else has had in this.
Only lost to one man.
Dimitri's
beaten him twice. Look, it's weird because Dimitri lost the night before and he would have taken not many negatives from that defeat, losing to Michael. And the same with Nathan. He's average 103. There's no negatives there apart from the defeat. Carry on like that, Nathan, and he knows he'll be fine.
Yeah, and he's still top of the table as we sit here and
talk.
So, I mean, look, things are going very, very well for the pair of them. I think they are destined to meet, or potentially meet, in the playoffs. You're never quite sure where they're going to finish up. But if they did, it sets up that intriguing thing where, like, if they did meet in the final, right?
Yeah.
And Dimitri has already beaten him twice in the league phase. But the games have both been good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Do you ever buy into those psychological edges?
I do if they become... You know when you play some... You may not play anyone for a long time. Then all of a sudden you play them like 6 times in 3 months.
Mm.
And it's like you lose to them... Because this is personal experience. You lose to them every time. And it's like, geez, I never really had a problem with him before.
Yeah.
But things change. Nathan is a better player, but Dimitri's gone up other levels.
Mm.
He really has. And he took him twice at the Grand Slam as well.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even thought of that.
Yeah, he beat him twice at the Grand Slam. He's beaten twice here.
See, that is becoming a thing.
He's getting the better of him.
Mm.
So if they do meet in the playoffs or the final, Dimitri will... He should say something.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember last time you beat me? It was 1984.
Yeah.
You were a month and a week old. Yeah.
Well, that is interesting. I'll have to have a little more of a delve into the old head-to-heads because I've only been looking in this tournament
don't
so far.
Matter,
do they?
Of course they don't. But if they're recent, they matter.
Mm. What did you make of James Wade and José de Sousa? I didn't understand. The stats didn't really make much sense to me in this game. We both backed Jose. He missed 4 match darts.
Yeah.
They've both averaged 97.5. Jose's hit 10 180s again.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like he should have been cruising it to me, but somehow didn't quite get over the line. And that's the sort of missed point that I have a horrible feeling might be what separates him from the playoffs.
He's had a few of them.
Yeah.
Was it night one when he drew with Rob Cross?
Yeah.
He miscounted. Then there was an... He miscounted. Wow. So I've pinpointed that.
Yeah.
We all know when that was. I'm sorry, I'm angry at him again. Last night was a joke. Sorry. It's my alarm. Sorry.
So the José de Sousa anger alarm.
Every time I mention him, it kind of... And then my heart rate, he wants 305 in the last leg.
Mm.
He goes 60-60. He shouldn't have been going for the 180 anyway. It's it. And you know what we spoke about yesterday? At that point, I was like, oh, sorry. And it was all a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Then he throws the dart, anyway, last dart out the board off of the 125.
Right. So. Obviously, I always think he's trying to hit tops to leave tops.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I haven't got a problem with that.
No, well, that's right. So I asked him.
Yeah.
And I said, would you change anything? Would you change how you did things? Like, say, the last dart there at tops, you know, maybe. And he said, I wasn't throwing at tops. I'm like, what? I wasn't throwing at double top.
What was he throwing at then?
I was just going for a big 20, and then it just come out my hand wrong. And so you're going for a big 20 to leave 60? And he's like, yeah, it flew out the board. Like, I don't know if he was just very confused.
Right, what I think's happened there is there's two things. One, he didn't understand, and two, he still can't count. Right. No, so again, I actually called it live on air disgusting.
I mean, it is amazing. I have seen people miss the board entirely wanting a big number.
We've all done it.
Yeah, I do it all the time, but I've seen it happen in big games.
Yes.
But that was just weird.
It was what, an inch above the tops?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Look, it was just poor board management.
And he still
again.
Should have won it.
And he still should have won. He still should have won, but he keeps making a mess of... I'm not going to say keeps making a mess of decent leads, but do you know what? He has trouble closing.
Yeah.
He has trouble closing out sometimes.
Sometimes. He's absolutely nerveless and isn't a problem.
I
put it on Twitter because Hugh... PDC referee Hugh What When Where
told me the
story about in Germany, because obviously he was there spotting for I was commentating, but I was doing it from home.
Right.
So he's telling me about Jose. It was his game against Chaz Barstow. I put it on Twitter. It's amazing.
What, recent? The last series.
The third day of it. It wasn't on a streaming board either. So it's just this has just been passed around.
Right.
Where he's managed to, he's got 185 left.
He doesn't leave 5.
No, he leaves 35 because he hits 3 bullseyes.
That's even worse than a 180.
I mean, I suppose If you go in like, if you go ball 25 ball with your three dot, you can leave 60, I suppose, so it's single to double. But it's still a very weird thing to do. But
don't try and justify it.
No, but that's not it. That's not all, because he leaves 35.
Hits the three balls.
So he hits the
that's
three
so
balls.
Jose.
Hits the ball. Like, right. Incredible talent,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, three bullseyes right. to leave 35.
Right.
Chaz Barstow goes, he's good. Goes out. He's got 44 for the leg. Four misses inside on tops and misses double 10. So right. He's got 20 left.
Right.
Jose then comes to the board and instead of trying to take out 35, just tries to do what Chaz Barstow's gone. Goes single four straight in double top. Apparently it was a game shot, and then they've had to go, no, that's not what he wanted.
So he's taken out what Chaz Barstow wanted, yeah, but 44's not even on the board at this point.
No, he's got 20 on
it. It's 20 on the board.
He's not even misread the scoreboard. He's just no concentration span, but incredible ability.
In his mind,
amazing.
In his mind, I can only think that he's got, right, he wants 44, I want 35. And he's gone for the 44 instead. Because
yeah,
it doesn't even sit there. Because it's a shot that's gone.
Yeah.
You don't look at shots that are gone. You look at the shot that's remaining.
It's on the iPad. It's not there. It's because it's on the iPad. So it's just got, Chaz Barstow, it's just got 20 written on there. I mean, it's mad.
We're trying to read the mind of a madman.
No, look, but he's so amazing.
Look, he's a brilliant player. But
we both got it wrong, though.
Still disgusted.
But we should have got a point there. We should
have
got that right.
Yes, we
should have,
yes.
On the PDC picks out, that should have been win for Jose de Souza. Yeah. And you'd have been 2-2. And I'd have been 1-2, but very close with the draw for Nathan and Dimitri. It got very bad very quickly from there on in. Because Gary Anderson and Peter Roy, we said it probably wasn't going to be great.
But I
thought it was going to be better than that. And I thought Peter Wright was going to be better than that. And I didn't realise Gary was going to be that good.
Apart from me saying that I thought Peter would annihilate him, that was wrong.
Mm.
Saying that Peter's going to play well and Gary not well. Apart from all that, I was absolutely bang on.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavily caveated. Do I think Gary's going to carry on playing like that? No, I don't. I think he'll go back to his mediocre self that he's been so far in this tournament. And you might get another night like that.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're going to get, because these guys are incredible.
They're that good, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just weird knowing when it's going to happen.
It'd be interesting with Wright tonight, though. That'd be...
Yeah, I've not seen him yet today, so I don't know. I don't know what state he's in, but it doesn't inspire confidence.
No, not at all.
Michael Van Gerwen didn't inspire confidence. He was 4-2 up in that game with Ferret.
Yeah.
And I sat there, and I was watching it with Luke for the PDC media team up on the balcony. I said, Clayton's going to turn this around and win this.
Yeah,
he just looks far more likely. Van Gerwen to play two or three good legs at the start and then just went back to his mid-90s mediocre stuff, and Clayton didn't punish him and he had loads of chances.
He's getting himself out of holes, Michael, isn't he? When he played Dimitri the two nights ago, whenever that was, it just feels like a week ago, there was a 1-2-6 or 1-2-3 that he really needed because he was being outplayed in those legs.
Mm.
There was a few times there in that game against Johnny. Yeah, it was at the 117.
Yeah,
it was the 117. It was on tops. Had already had a dart at tops. These shots are going for him. If they don't, these results are not happening. He's holding on, Michael Van Gerwen. I'll find him holding on.
That's it. I've seen him play one night this week. He's played brilliantly.
Yeah,
and I've still not been convinced.
Yeah,
and one night he's played average stuff. And I'm not convinced. Whatever he does is not convincing me. Now, I don't know if that's a problem with Michael Van Gerwen or that's a problem with me, but I'll tell you what I did ask him.
Yeah.
I said, look, when did you last feel that you were at your best?
Yeah.
And he said, well, last night. I was like, yeah, okay, not one-off game, Michael. I mean, in an extended spell.
Yeah.
When did you last feel you're at your best? Maybe UK Open last year?
Yeah.
Because you had 110 averages quarter semi-final? And he was like, I think I played all right at the Players' Championships. I played all right at the World Championship. I played some good games.
Right.
And I was like, you did.
Wow.
You did. But the thing is,
he's accepting.
He would never have said that, would
he's
he?
Accepting
he's accepting
that
being
form.
One of the best.
That form is near his best now. Well, and it's nowhere near it.
Yeah. But he's accepting being one of the best players.
Yes.
And he still says, if I play my best, I win. And I do kind of believe it.
I still believe that.
But I'm not... He's, he feels different. And it's...
Yeah.
And I think he... think he was, he thought that he hadn't like lowered his standards or anything, or lowered what he's accepted. I don't think he was sitting there thinking, he was talking, it was a great interview.
Yeah.
It was very, his professionalism is through the roof.
Yeah.
I've got immense respect for MVG. But I was, that's probably the first time I've gone, I'm not sure that you have the same same standards of domination that you had even 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think he's quickly forgotten, or chose to forget, how dominant and good he was.
Mm.
And now, like you said, he's accepted that new standard, that new lower standard of, I'm playing brilliant here, when it was just a B game for him.
Yeah, interesting. Look, it's interesting.
Really?
But ultimately, if you were doing the PDC picks out and you followed Wayne and I, Wayne got a spectacular 1 out of 4, correct? I got an even more spectacular. If you're going to get it wrong, get it incredibly wrong. 0 out of 4 for me.
But I get it. I'm defending you here. I'm defending you. But I can see it. I can see why. Yeah. I really can.
Look, there are always going to be rationales behind our selections.
Yeah.
We make different selections.
Yeah.
We'll have rationales for them. We make wrong selections.
I'm sorry. It's just unprofessional of me. And
it is.
Right.
It is.
Another thing. It is. I'm so sorry. At least it's a catchy tune. Yeah. Painting It Black by the Rolling Stones. What I was intrigued with Michael last night was the sheer like machismo, what he was kind of portraying to Johnny. I didn't want to say live on air he was trying to bully him, but it was like he was trying to bully him.
Yeah,
and it was intimidation. There's more than one way to win a game of darts. We've seen that when Ted Anke did a number on Simon Whitlock many moons ago.
Spectacular.
He was by far the second best player on that stage of two dart players. And Simon Whitlock found a way of capitulating.
He's just bamboozled. If you haven't watched it, go and Google it, the Grand Slam. Because the best parts of that game are Ted Anke stood on stage, smacking himself in the head, screaming, "It's in there! It's in there!" And at that time, what was in Simon Whitlock's head was absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Because he just could not understand what this going mad on. Bastard from Telford was doing.
What was going on in life? If you'd have asked him his name, if you'd have asked him his name and
Ted?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And give it. It'd have been Simon. That's it.
Well done.
But and I just found that fascinating because that's not what Van Gerwen does. He does that when he averages 123. He doesn't do that when he's averaging 90 odd.
Yeah. I mean, we said before, he's got louder, hasn't he? He's got louder and more aggressive.
Very much so.
He's trying to G himself up.
Yeah.
But there's part of me, it's a bit like when Adrian Lewis started doing it more.
That becomes tiring.
Maybe.
That becomes draining. That becomes tiring. That becomes a lot of negatives, that. And I wouldn't like to see that. Forget the noises. What I mean, I don't. I'm not saying it's wrong for Michael to be making noises. I'm not saying that. I'm saying for him and for players when they do it, when it's not normally all their game, it's normally a sign of some negative thoughts going on and just trying to bully your opponent.
Well, when he's done it in the past, and look, when Garen Price does his thing, and we had Kim Hybrex on the podcast as well, and he talked about him. It's part of their game, they're G'ing themselves
that's right.
In the same way that sometimes Mensah slows things down to try and help his game. Sometimes he does it to try and piss off his opponent, but sometimes he does it to help his game.
Yeah.
These are natural parts of people play the game in different ways.
Yes.
But sometimes when you feel this feels like a bit of an affectation, or it's a result of you getting so frustrated because things aren't as easy for you right now as they used to be for a long, long while.
Correct.
And Adrian Lewis has certainly got a bit like that, I feel.
He did.
Reading of it.
There was one point in I think it was the Grand Slam in the group phases last year or the year before, and it was every time a 60 went in.
Yeah.
Adrian was giving it some, and
he's
look,
doing it in floor tournaments.
Tiring, absolutely tiring.
The only person I would say who's not, when he's not part of their natural game, but they'll do it if somebody else starts it, and it doesn't seem to affect them at all. Ratajski. Ratajski is absolutely hilarious.
He
can't even hear him breathe for most of the time.
Yeah.
But if somebody starts shouting at him, he'll shout right back at you.
The Price game, was it the Players' Championships?
Yeah, he's done it.
Oh, hilarious.
He's done it with AD in a Pro Tour final where they're just sort of screaming at each other in an empty room with no fans or anything.
It's so intense.
It's amazing. Well. Oh, it's just incredible to watch. Anyway, let's do tonight.
Right, okay. I've got tonight nailed, by the way.
Have you? Good. Well, yeah. Looking at the table, I know all the way through this, it's been close. It's a very, very close lead.
Yeah.
Could be moving day today.
Yeah, there's
Ryan
there's
Anderson holes, could be marooned.
There's holes appearing.
And those top three could drift off. It could the table could break apart like a
iceberg.
Weetabix in a bath. I don't know.
A bath of milk.
Bath of milk, yeah, obviously. I think it'd break apart in a bath. Yeah, but you need some liquid. It's not just going to break apart in a dry bath.
No, what I mean is it's got to be milk. You wouldn't put Jack Daniels, a bath of Jack Daniels in there, would you?
I think of a couple of people who would.
You would, yeah. Fair point.
Peter Wright, Jose de Sousa.
This is so one-sided. And the reason I'm going for Jose, not because he's a better player than Peter Wright, by the way.
Right now.
He's a better player. And he's also not injured.
Yeah, well, I mean, he could turn up injured like he did on like day three and start throwing trouble 19, but he could still score 171 physically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think he went. I actually think he goes and breaks
annihilation.
The record. I think he breaks the record for 180s for the tournament tonight by hitting 10. And that takes him to 74, which is more than anybody has hit in the league phase of this tournament in this format.
Yeah.
He does it with four nights to spare. Ridiculously. Wow. And then he flies home to Spain tomorrow morning.
Right, good luck to him.
So as long as he's not, his head's not on the plane already. But when I spoke to him earlier, he seemed exactly like he is every other time.
Yeah, he's consistent
relaxed.
That way.
Yeah, I think De Sousa wins. I think Peter Wright is going to be cat adrift, and it's going to be a long slog for him with very little reward when he returns.
Apart from 40 grand, of course.
I mean,
Or 50, is it?
Yeah, I mean.
Or is it 60?
I see.
It's a lot.
I say very little reward. More reward than any of us are getting for being here. Let's put it that way. MVG Wade.
MVG. In a slugfest.
You think he's going to be shit?
Yeah. Wade makes him shit. He does.
I think MVG makes Wade good.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? No, not tonight.
But
you know what else I think?
What?
I think that James knows, this would be great if it's right, I'm just guessing. I think Michael knows that James won't stand for the shout-a-thon kind of thing going on.
Mm.
He'll be a bit quieter tonight, Michael.
You think that'll help him?
I think it just changes him a bit.
I can see Wade going toe-to-toe with him, and I think, Van Gerwen of night one here turns up, he wins.
Yeah.
Van Gerwen of last night turns up, I think he loses.
Yeah.
And I think he could be significantly better than last night, and I think he could still
lose.
I think Wade's gonna Wade him.
Do
I
you?
Think someone's gonna ask.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's
gonna
Wade him. So you're going MVG. I'm gonna make a note of this. So MVG for Wayne.
Yeah.
I'm going Wade. We're both going Jose.
Yeah.
What about this one? Johnny Clayton and Nathan Aspinall. The bookies cannot split them, you know.
Well, I can. I can.
Okay.
I've gone for Clayton.
Clayton. Why?
Do you know what? I'm kind of...
That was probably his worst performance last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. I get the feeling that, you know, that top level he was at, come Masters time, come just after the start of this, I think that level's gone. And... call it that 100%, I think he's at like 93.
And he's not in the top four right now, is he?
No.
And I wonder if maybe, not pressure, but all of a sudden he's thinking, well, I've got to get a win here. Rather, Nathan's been quite happily coasting along going, well, if I did lose tonight, I'm still up there.
Yeah, he's
and
fine.
It's led to him picking up more wins and draws. Yeah. It's that thing we've said before, you get a good start in this league, you can be, gets a bit easier.
I think Clayton just plays really decent tonight, and Aspinall puts in a 94-95 when he I think he's feeling a bit flat.
Nathan Aspinall.
Yes.
Nathan Aspinall, the man who is currently averaging, would you like to know what he's averaging for the tournament?
98.61 or something.
It is 98.70.
Yeah, no, it's very, very, it's very good. I get that.
More than Wade, more than MVG.
Yeah, I know this. But I just feel that sometimes, even last night, I felt he started flat.
He did, yeah.
He started flat, and I feel like he's starting a lot of games flat. And
it didn't take him long to get through.
That's a fair observation, but I have to select one of them.
Yeah,
or
that's
I could
true.
Select both
could,
of them.
You could pick a draw.
I don't want to pick a draw. I think it's
idiots pick draws.
Because idiots pick draws when it's 14 legs, and as we stated yesterday, idiots do that. But I think it'd be a draw. I just, for some odd reason, even though I've been like in Aspinall's camp, apart from playing Dimitri on those occasions, I just believe Clayton does a job, and all of a sudden that top 5-6 players in the league, concertinas again. Mm. I think it becomes that little bit tighter.
Interesting. I'm going to go Nathan. I think he's...
Of course you are. You've got to be right.
Convincing
to.
Me, certainly. And that brings us to Dimitri Vandenberg versus Gary Anderson. I think you're going to go Dimitri because A, you think he might be the best player in the world right now, and B, you think that Gary Anderson is going to go back to where he was before and throwing sort of mid to high 90s.
Trying to read my mind is stupid.
Mm?
Bang on.
Bang on.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Bang on.
You know, it's because I think exactly the same.
Dimitri's magnificent. When he's rubbish, he's magnificent. Gary, when he's magnificent, he wins everything. Like them all. They all do. He won't play like that again. Apparently, that was his highest TV average in 41 matches last night. Why would he replicate that?
Yeah.
He wouldn't. Well, he won't.
I don't.
Will he?
Really? Well, we're can find out.
Yeah, we're actually saying that Gary Anderson, a twice Premier League champion and world champion, will not play that well.
Yeah, you won't see that again. It's not like he does that all the time. I've done it for years and years. But I do agree. I think Dimitri's going to win. However, although we agree that Jose and Dimitri win, we are very much set against each other because I think Wade beats MVG. You think the opposite.
Yeah.
And I think Aspinall beats the Ferry. Yeah, now this is good. I like opposition. I like adversary. I don't want to agree with him. He doesn't even like working with me, let alone agreeing with me. But if you want to, you can choose to agree with neither of us. That would probably be the wise thing to do, particularly after last night's elections. Get on the PDC Picks app and gamble responsibly and all that stuff. It's not a full podcast. I don't have to do all of that. But we will have a full podcast next week at some point. Do you want to... Jeff Smith, I was thinking of chatting to. Do you want to have a chat with Jeff Smith?
Do it.
Yeah, all right, love it. See you next week. Enjoy tonight.